If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening, everybody. It's Sunday night. That means it's time for Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. I am Vito Colucci, your host. And a big thank you to everybody out there that listens to the show, that writes me comments and the whole bit, gives comments on my guests. It's been nice. It's been very nice. The show is pretty well rated. It's very high rated. And that's a big thank you to all you people that listen in each and every week. Again, we are working on Rogue Town 2 that will be out this year. You will enjoy it. I can guarantee that. It's going to be on a par with Rogue Town, my first book, if not better. So if you haven't read Rogue Town yet, you better do it. Okay? You got to do it. It'll be a perfect lead into Rogue Town 2. And thanks again for everything, making the show popular and having the book take off like it has. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, nowadays, I'm always amazed at the new items that come on the market, okay? Let's say that the good guys use. I may get some people thinking these are the bad guys after we have our guest on talking about this. But there's a new police radar that is out right now, and we'll explain that once I introduce my guest. And it's maybe one of the most controversial devices ever. I'm reading my notes here. At least 50 U.S. law enforcement agencies quietly have deployed this with little notice to the courts or to the public. So we're going to talk about that with my special guest. The country knows him as the Techmeister. I know him for a long time. We own a forensic lab at Bridgeport University in Connecticut, as well as doing other things here. So I want to introduce you to people that he's very popular. I was asked to have him on to talk about this topic specifically. So let's welcome Al Dressler to the show. Welcome, Al.
Hey, Vete. Thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And like I said, this came through some sources that said you got to have that guy back on, Al, who talks about all the equipment. And Al, you know, we've talked many times. We've kidded around. We've gone to some of these tech shows together in the past, and you've gone to many of them. And you've always explained to the public that the technology changes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about here is called the Range R handheld radar. Okay, now, Al, I'm going to let you explain what this thing actually does, okay?
Okay, well, it seems like it's been in use for a couple of years now. It just came out in the public notification because it was used in a court case, and I guess during that court case someone was being cross-examined or examined for how they gathered evidence, and they explained this particular device. And again, this was used over close to 2 years ago. But basically, it seems like if you take this device and place it against a wall, you could be outside of a home and place it against a wall. What it will do is it will notify you if there's someone in that house and how the distance, how far away that individual is in that house. It could tell you if that individual is moving or if that individual is just simply sitting in sitting there in a stationary position. So it looks like this has been in use for law enforcement people only, and you need to have a warrant or in order to use it, or some states it's illegal to use unless you have permission from the court.
So let me ask you this, Al. It could show. I mean, I've been on raids many times in my life as a police officer, and I mean it's a tool that's kind of like invaluable to a police officer or an FBI, whatever it may be. Now, the things that bother me on this is that, according to what I read, Al, it's been out for a little over 2 years, and with little notice to the courts and no public disclosure of when or how they would be used. I don't know. I don't know, Al. I got some bad feelings about this. A lot of cases, as time goes by, are going to be reversed because, you know yourself, you've been in court, I've been in court. You know, we have to show, if not all the time, many times, how we developed our information, right?
Oh, yeah. No, and I mean, I definitely, you know, see the privacy issues revolving around this device, but I think the real concern is if the criminals get this in their hands, because then they would be able to case out a whole neighborhood. Or say they pull into a neighborhood, see who is there, someone home, and you know, in the old days they'd make a spoof phone call, but now they just have you know, with all the cell phones and everything, you don't know if a person's home or not. So they put that up against the home, and it confirms that the people aren't home, and then there goes your cat burglar. You know, they'll sneak in and get whatever they want at that point.
You know, Al Dressler, that is a fantastic point of view to bring up that part of it, because, you know, and they will get a hold of this. Okay, I don't have any doubts in my mind. For X amount of dollars, they'll obtain these things, and it'll be all over the country used by the bad guys. Now, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, what this brings up now is the question of nighttime, middle of the night. The bad guys are case, like Al said, are casing a street. They don't know who's home, who's not. You can't gauge by a car sitting out there. That car may be left there. You heard that maybe the people went away on vacation, the scuttlebutt got back to you. So now you're able to go basically window or door to door or all around the building and ascertain, let's say, if anybody's in any of these rooms. Okay? Say you wanted to go through the door on one part of the building. This thing can show the bad guy or the good guys, the police, FBI, if somebody's right there, which a SWAT team getting ready to break down the door would want to know. But, wow, that opens up. I didn't even think, I kept thinking about the police thing, but obviously, Al, this would be horrendous. These would be, you know yourself, these would be all over the streets, right?
Right, and it looks like that the only way to prevent that device from giving up, you know, a indication that someone's home or not is if that person's behind a metal door. I don't know how many people
right.
have metal doors or metal rooms, but that's really the only way to prevent that device from working properly. The other scenario I see it could be used a lot is with state marshals trying to serve papers, you know, instead of, you know, how long they're going to hang out at a home or whatever if they know that person's in there or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this could have effects, Al, that we can't even think of right now. For many, many people, because this, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand if this will come out in the wrong hands. There's people, there's bad guys out there, whether it's organized crime, drugs, that have the thousands of dollars to somehow, you know, bribe somebody, give them a lot of money to get this item, okay? And that's what I'm totally worried about. Now, Al, before we have to go to a break, I guess what this is, it's raising a lot of concerns about the extent of government government surveillance. How far is it going to go? Years ago, is Big Brother is watching you. I guess the people that would say that all the time, they had no idea where that was going to lead to, right?
Right.
It's incredible. But, I mean, with the phone, you know, you get the warrants to tap the phone, do things like that, and big investigations. That's one thing. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Al, why does the public feel this way? Why are they so against this item, even though it could put a lot of people in jail? So we're going to be right back with Al Dressler. Stand by.
Have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Private eyes are watching you. Not everybody is happy about that with this new device. We ended the first segment with "I'll be watching you," and I asked our producer, I said, "Oh, by the way, who recorded that song?" And it was The Police. So perfect song, I guess, for this topic today. You know, these radar things that Al's going to continue to talk about, they work like finely tuned motion detectors, okay? And they use radio waves to zero in on the movements as slight as human breathing. Is that amazing? Human breathing from a distance of more than 50 feet. They can detect whether anyone is inside of a house, where they are, and whether they are moving. Al, is this amazing or what? I mean, I can't get over this yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, the company that actually sells this device is called L3 Communications, and L3 Communications is a national security company, so I could see this being used in military, applications, so you have some people in the Middle East or whatever trying to figure out, you know, are anyone at that home or whatever before they attack or whatever, but if it's being used, you know, in America, I think that's a difference, you know, opens up a whole different set of problems, especially with the privacy issues.
Yeah, you brought up very good things. You brought up about the criminals getting a hold of this. Now, of course, the war, and as our troops go around each corner, as well as the enemy's troops, if they have this device, they can pick up on breathing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, breathing. This is an amazing thing. Al, this is all the people that were interviewed, both current and former federal officials, they all say that the information is critical for keeping officers safe if they need to storm buildings or rescue hostages. Rescue hostages, Al, talk about that. That's a very interesting thing. Guys holding people hostage. Maybe they're moving around a little bit in a bank or wherever. Wherever this may be, right?
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely going to be certain times where you're going to need this technology, and that's going to help, catch the bad guys, and help everyone else out. But, you still have to be careful keeping it in the right hands. You know, I think that's the key. It's even with all this technology that the government uses to keep an eye on, hackers, A lot of times that technology ends up in the hacker's hands, and then they just turn it around on everyone. So, you know, for example, there's this new technology being used right now to figure out a passcode on an iPhone, which forever has been a problem for law enforcement, or even, you know, people, just regular citizens trying to figure out the passcode for someone's phone. So anyhow, this new device has been out only a couple months, and it's flying off the shelves right now because no one else can do what this device does, and the law enforcement uses it for devices that they seize in raids or whatever, and they're able to get into an iPhone and they get all that data. But you know, the hacker is the other person that get their hands on it as well, and then use it for their own means to gather information and maybe you know, steal money from bank accounts, etc.
Al, how much is that going for about on the market, those things? Now, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the devices that can get you the private, what do we call it, codes, Al, to get for people.
Yeah, so you know how you turn on your iPhone and you press your four-digit code to get into it.
And how much
say someone takes your iPhone. The iPhone's useless without that code, right? Because if you can't get into the iPhone is so secure, which is nice. But the problem is the company in China figured out this technology to be able to figure out that code if you just have the phone. So I saw it, it ranges, I think, from around $500 to, you know, $1,000 or something.
Oh,
like
man, that's nothing. All the matrimony, all the marriage cases we do, Al. And sometimes, you know, we'll get a call from the lady or the man who, while their other has run to the store or in the shower, they were able, the phone was left on and they're retrieving information, who they talk to and phone numbers. This they can do automatically, right? And even when their spouse changes the phone and doesn't realize how this is being done, they can do it on four different phones in the future, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, they have to be aware of the laws, you know, most of that, what they're about to do is going to be illegal, and they're not going to be able to use that information. So the kind of cases that we get in for the phones are usually cases where, like on a employment case, the person was using the company's cell phone or the company's laptop. They'll bring us the laptop and the cell phone, but a lot of times they'll bring us an iPhone without the code, and there's really nothing we could do with it. So it is helpful for being able to use it in a legal, legal way to use this device,
sure,
too, because
sure,
employers are able to get that phone back and now able to open it up and take a look inside. But then again, there will be cases where the hackers will be able to use it if they grab a phone or steal a phone and then hack right into it and then gather as much information as they can.
Right. I mean, that would be amazing. I could see the private detective work of the future. We don't get involved in this stuff. We, ladies and gentlemen, for many, many years, we don't get involved in anything that's not law-abiding, so to speak. But I can see people calling us in the future that have this device and say, hey, look, I know who my spouse is seeing. I know where they live. I know this. I know that. I read all of her messages. And, you know, at that point, we kind of say, which I say a lot of times, is I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to know anything. I'm just going to ask if you have any idea who she's seeing or anything like that. Please don't tell me any way you've gotten it, because that's not my business. And we're not involved in that. Right, Al? That's our usual commentary.
Yeah, I mean, we get calls all the time about, well, this isn't my device. Well, I said, well, then we can't take a look at it. We can't give you the information because legally you're not allowed to have that device. You know, if it's a joint computer, it's a joint phone, or, you know, this is something that's a joint ownership and you could show that's the joint ownership, or you were awarded the device in court or something like that, then that's a different story and you're allowed that information.
In fact, Al, you have people sign sign different warnings that we have, that we give out to people. They get a copy, and we keep a copy, right?
That, oh, yeah. No, they need to sign a waiver stating that they're the owner of the phone. They need to show us a bill with their name on it. And so, you know, there's steps we take to make sure that, you know, we're not in that gray area. And
right.
Whatever report we have will be able to be submitted in court, because that's really what you want to do at the end of the day, is be able to use that in court.
Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, it's incredible, because years ago, we've been open 25 years, but well, even before that, in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, it was kind of like you'd meet with an individual. A lot of people were charging $100 a day plus all expenses and things of that nature. But we're going to be right back with Al Dressler, the Techmeister, talking more about these gadgets. Stand by.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Don't want to miss a thing. We are back. And with these new devices, they're really not missing too much anymore. And I think 3 years from now, if we're still doing the show and Al is still the tech meister in charge, it's going to be things that make this stuff look easy. So, you know, we are back again talking about these items here. And, you know, one thing I notice that there's other items of this nature, especially that range, our handheld radar thing that we've been talking about, they have far more advanced capabilities. There's three-dimensional displays of where people are located, according to the marketing materials from the manufacturers. And ladies and gentlemen, to be hip and be show a sign of the times, you can even put one is capable of being mounted on a drone. And the Justice Department has funded research to develop systems that can map the interiors of buildings and locate the people with them. You know what I say, Al, I was saying to somebody the other day, once you have these items like this, the technology is always there. So then you have people that's just going to say, okay, I'm going to take this a step farther and take a step farther than that. So it's incredible, because the people that sit and come up with the original idea sets in motion all the follow-ups, like I just said to you about this new one that they're making here.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure the original solution when they first created these devices, it was used, you know, in military applications, and for good reason, too. But after a certain amount of time, it's found its way back to in the hands of law enforcement over here now. And I think that that's where the privacy issue comes in, where, you know, you start treating the people. You know, there's not a war going on between the cops and the citizens, although sometimes it feels like that. But sometimes because of these devices, I think you really raise these privacy issues up a notch, and you do get people angry and frustrated.
Right. And, you know, as you're talking, I'm looking at one of these other laws here. As recently as 2013, the court has a limited police ability, okay? And what they said, they had a limited police ability to have a drug dog sniff around the outside of homes. They called it the core of the First Amendment, just as Antonio Scalia wrote, is the right of a man to retreat into his own home and there be free from unreasonable governmental intrusion. So I guess with all of these things, even a drug dog, Al, that these things are like borderline. And I think if you have a case in Akron, Ohio, and one in L.A., and one down in Florida, they could all have different results depending on the judge and what's brought up at the trial, right?
Oh, yeah. No, certain states that already, from researching this device, certain states show that it's it is legal to use with court order. So in certain states, it's not. So, yeah, it'll be state by state unless, you know, there's a federal law that trumps everything.
I didn't even know that 2013 about a drug dog sniffing outside the house. That's amazing. I can understand what the justices are saying. You, Al, you go home. You have the right to retreat into your own home. And Al Drexler can be free of anything that would be called unreasonable governmental intrusion. So that you're going to hear that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear that unreasonable governmental intrusion for probably the rest of your life, because it started and there's going to be different opinions on it. I know with the device we started off talking about, Al, it's like 9-1 against it. People just worry that's going to happen to them in their own home, right? What do they need to understand about this? That this is going to make their town, get some of these bad guys put away for a long time and things of that nature? I always have the feeling, Al, that if you're not involved in anything, you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to be scared of. But I also realize you don't want the government to be doing all these things to you, too.
Right, and I mean, you don't want things to get escalated, get out of control. You know, there's certain things that are more controllable. I think there's things are more controllable with law enforcement than with less technology. So as soon as you start bringing in more and more technology, it escalates, could escalate the problem and have a bad outcome for both sides, law enforcement and for the citizen. But, a good example would be that, do you go in with this device and then, you automatically, you send in a tactical team that goes in there and rounds everyone up. And in the process, you might accidentally shoot and kill someone that was there that had nothing to do with this, which has happened in the past. Or do you not use that device and just let the process, patiently unfold and you get them a different way? So, I mean, there's a couple of different ways to look at this device. But I think overall, more and more technology is going to increase the amount of, products and devices out there that are just going to limit your privacy.
Let me read this off, Al, for about a minute or so here. Interesting case. There was a case, ladies and gentlemen, where a fugitive hunting task force, which was headed by the U.S. Marshals Service, they tracked a man named Stephen Denson. He was wanted for violating his parole. They tracked him to a house in Wichita. Before they forced the door open, the U.S. Marshal testified he used a range R to detect if someone was inside. Now, in another case, in another person's who did this, this fella here, his report made no mention of the radar. This other guy that was apprehended, the officers only said that officers developed reasonable suspicion that the individual was in the residence. So there you got two different things. I mean, the police, when there's a drug raid and the police got some information from an informant that had been reliable in the past, which ended with 4 arrests, 3 convictions, blah, blah, blah. That's kind of what it says on a lot of the information that the cops write up. So what do you think about that? You got one guy that admits in court and then the other guy that you said the officers developed reasonable suspicion that Al Drexler was in the residence.
Yeah, well, they got that suspicion from the other guy.
Right. So
that's the thing. It's kind of like Deflategate, Who's handling the football?
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, please. We got terrorists wanting to kill us any minute, and we're worried about a football if it's 14 or 13 or 12 or 11, they've already said that after the Super Bowl, this is going to go on probably for a couple more weeks. They want to use forensics on the young kid that carries the footballs out to the field. they're going to do forensically on him. They're going to do whatever.
They should have used this device to see what he was doing with the footballs in the bathroom, right?
That's right. And it's also, see, this is new. So this is really a lot of stuff going on. The Marshal Service itself, they've faced a lot of criticism now for concealing their surveillance tools. And the ACLU and all the states, they're looking into this heavy. They're really against this, saying this is definitely the worst thing that could happen to privacy in many, many, many years. So you're going to get all kinds of things. But the state, Al, like you said, that won't allow this, and the police has used it on eight different cases, and people maybe went to jail. Down the road, those people may be let out. Am I correct once they look into these?
They have to show proof that that device was used illegally. That's a whole nother uphill battle. But yeah, you never know what's going to happen with the new technology, who's using it, and if they're using it properly or not. So that's the other thing.
Yeah, see, the defense attorneys are happy on the stand now, and they'll ask you point blank if you've used any of the high-tech tools. Have you guys, and you have to swear under oath. So that's gonna be interesting, because I know if that's me, if I'm still a cop, I'm not going to lie. You're going to have to tell the truth, and that's going to open up a whole can of worms, If you're disclosing a technology or a method or a source of how you did this, you're also telling the bad guys along with everybody else. Okay, so a lot of things can be upheld in court. A lot of things can be thrown out in court. But, we're going to be coming back in a couple more minutes here, and Al's going to talk more about this. He's so knowledgeable on so many of these things here today, and I've learned a lot today just listening to him and listening about this. So stand by. We'll be right back with Al Dressler.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is the Police on that song too, is it, Al?
Oh yeah.
Good song. I didn't know it by name. That's good. Good song. I've heard that many, many times. Now, Al, let's it's our last segment here. Let's close out with what's new on our part. We have contracts, ladies and gentlemen, with certain companies or attorneys. Totally legal work. But let them know what's the newest thing that a company like ours does, our forensic part.
Yeah, going back to what we discussed about before about that new technology with the iPhones, how there's a new technology that allows us to get into an iPhone by cracking the code to that phone. So, for example, we do have cases with international companies that have employees that have left, and you know, they have to leave behind their company laptop, their company cell phone. So a lot of times we're able to get into the laptop and get all the information the company may need for court if that employee left and, I don't know, maybe took some key accounts with him or something like that. But now, in the past, we weren't able to get into a lot of their iPhones, but now with this new device, we are able to crack the code, get into the device, into that iPhone legally, and it is being used legally by law enforcement now for a lot of their devices that they have court ordered to get that information. In the past, they weren't able to get into those phones, but now they are. So that is the newest technology out there now. It's only been out for a few months now, but it's been this other technology we were talking about. Once it comes on the scene, I think it makes a big splash because people have never heard about it or seen it work before, but now it's being used in multiple applications.
Yeah, unbelievable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what Al was saying to you there is pretty self-explanatory, but these are, just to show you the legitimacy of what we do, these are companies that when you apply for a job and get that big job, you sign a waiver saying all these things. You will get a company computer. You'll get a company cell phone. And that allows us to, because all Al is doing after the fact when the person leaves, Al has the permission of the owner of that computer and that cell phone to go in and do forensics on it and everything else. It has nothing to do with the worker that just used it. It's the owner that counts on something like that. Right, Al?
Oh, yeah. And
wanted everybody to understand, you know, what goes on here on this.
Yeah, no, I mean, people do call us, it's not all the time, but we do get calls about people saying, oh, I have my wife's phone, or oh, I have my boyfriend's or girlfriend's phone. We tell them, no, unless you're the owner, your name is on that account, you're registered, your company's registered to that phone, we're not going to touch that phone. We're not going to go into that phone for you just because it's, at that point, we're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to use that information, first of all, in court, and we're going to be doing something illegal and potentially lose our license. So, we're very strict. Go by the book whenever it comes to gathering information for a client off of a cell phone or a computer or, off of a thumb drive or something like that people bring in. So.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Al's going to explain to everybody how you can reach him. Now, don't think this is just Connecticut. Wherever you're calling from, ask Al, whether it's a downloading of stuff or whatever it may be, because if we can't do it ourselves, we have a great network across the country that can do it. So, give Al a call. How do people reach you? What's your sites and your email and everything?
Right. Well, you could go to ColucciPI, ColucciPI.com. That's one of our sites. And we also have a forensic lab, facechecks.com. And the office number is 203-324-1174. And, we do general investigations as well as the cyber forensics work we do at the lab. So, even if you just have a question and just need some guidance, we're always, we always try to give the public as much guidance as possible, even if we don't take on the case.
Right. So, Al, before we run out of time here, when you see these new things come out and you read about them or see them for the first time, I know in our business, is that a wow factor to you when you see that? And it's kind of like whether you like the product or not, it's kind of like, son of a gun, look what they came out with now, as you tell your wife over dinner or something,
That's the first thing I always think is, how long has it been available and who's been using it? Because for the general public to get word that it's been out there usually means it's been used somewhere for, like in the case of this device we've been discussing the whole time, it's always been out there somewhere, military or, Secret Service, somewhere the government must have been testing in a lab somewhere. So I always wonder, where has it been used before and for how long? But I'm always interested in this.
Right, right. Absolutely amazing things out there. We don't, ladies and gentlemen, so when Al comes on the show every couple of months, we've never had the same type of a show. There's always so much to talk about. Again, in the old days, like I said before, you would just meet a private detective. He can basically either work part of your criminal case, but a private detective for decades was just known for his work on catching your spouse. And I guess back then they wore the long trench coats. And, you know, they meet at the office with that little light above, usually above some kind of a store downstairs. And the client would come in. Usually, as you see on TV, pay you the money in cash. Of course, the big difference, though, Al, is like the PI portrayed in TV and movies had a blonde on each arm and a fancy sports car. Now, I mean, I don't think, Al, as far as I know, being your partner, I don't think you've had a blonde on each arm in quite a few years. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. You make sure you leave it at that. That was the shortest answer, ladies and gentlemen, to anything we've talked about on the show, because his wife does listen in. His wife does listen in, so that was pretty good. Yes, you're correct, he says. But anyway, we're running out of time here. I want to thank Al Dressler. He gave you the information. Call him. Call him. Any topics, he'll tell you what's legal, what's not legal. And, you know, again, till I see everybody or talk to everybody on the show next week, good night and God bless, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.